All right, good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in the halachos concerning the Seder. So we left off again in Simen Kuf Yod Tes Sif Gimel. So the Kitzer writes, remember last week we spoke about the obligation of Kiddush, the first of the Kosos, and how the Kitzer goes on and he says, Acher kach yirchotz yadav v'lo yivarech aleinu menagvan. So after we go ahead and we make Kiddush and consume the first of the four cups, so we wash our hands, but we don't make a bracha on that particular washing, and then we dry our hands. This is what we refer to as orchatz. And we take the karpas, again, whatever a person uses for karpas, the kitzer brings down using a potato. So we go ahead and we cut up the vegetable that we use for karpas, we distribute it among everyone around the table. But again, we are obligated to try to refrain from eating too much, which of course, again, usually that's the first thing we're eating already late into the night, but nevertheless, one is supposed to eat less than a kizayis of the karpas, and the reason for that is because we do not want to trigger the obligation for a bracha achrono. We do not want to trigger an obligation for an after bracha, therefore we keep the consumption to less than a kizayis. V'tovlin b'mei melach, we dip the karpas in salt water, u'mevarchin borei pri hadama, we make the bracha borei pri hadama on the karpas, u'mechavnin liftor bebracha zu, games hamaror. And we go ahead and we have in mind when we make the borei pri hadama on the karpas, that brei pri adama should also go upon the maror. Now this is very important, because remember again, later on in the su'uda, we'll make a bracha on the maror, right? The bracha we make is alachilas maror, but that's what's called the birchos hamitzvah. Remember, in the laws of brachos, there are two different types of brachos. There's what's called the birchos hanenin and the birchos hamitzvah. I mean, there are other types of brachos as well. But for our purposes tonight, birchos hanenin is a bracha that you make before deriving any level of physical pleasure from a food. So shahakol on a cup of coffee, hamotzi on a piece of bread, and on a potato, ahadama. Then there's something called the birchas hamitzvah, which is a bracha that is recited specifically over the performance of a mitzvah. Al netilas lulav, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So by maror, we also go ahead and we say al achilas maror. That is the birchas hamitzvah. But maror also requires a birchos hanen, and also requires a bracha just before consuming it. So the Kitzur says, we make the hadama on the maror earlier on by the karpas. So to make hadama on the karpas, we have in mind that this bracha should go on the maror's on. Now this is very important, because if one did not have in mind the maror at the time that they were eating the karpas, then indeed one would say a brei pri hadama on the maror later on. Therefore, it's very important, in order not to cause an unnecessary bracha, that one has intent at the time that you're eating karpas, that the adama and karpas should devolve upon the maror as well. And again, we consume the karpas while leaning on our left. Now, just in the Shema Sinai by Halacha, he quotes that there are different minhagim by orchats as to who washes. So again, there are different, this is really all custom, but some customs dictate that everyone at the table washes, but other customs have that it's only the balas seder, only the person who's running the seder washes. Many people choose to go with that latter minhag as a time-saving mechanism, not as much because they subscribe to the minhag, but nevertheless, they're both valid minhagim. So whether, again, a person has everybody wash or only the balas seder washes, the reason why there's such a distinction in the minhagim is because, remember, when the Gemara discusses karpas, the Gemara tries to understand what the purpose in this particular section in the Haggadah is, and the Gemara ultimately answers that the purpose is kedei sheyishalu hatinokos. That in reality, again, karpas itself has no inherent value other than to trigger the questions of the children. The point that we want is for something to look strange, something to look out of the ordinary, for the children to begin to ask, because ultimately, again, when the children ask, that's the Pesach, that's the opening for the parent to interject the Exodus narrative. So because of that, different minhagim as to who washes, everybody, the Bala Seder, but bottom line, halacha l'maaseh, one should use an item that is ha'adama, one should have in mind that the ha'adama is not just upon the karpas, but upon the maror as well, and halacha l'maaseh, one eats the karpas while in a state of a seba while leaning to the left. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Rats Cheshbach Lezako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Herba Lahem Turmin Soshin, Amar Adonich Beitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.